T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess the first question I would just have for you is, obviously one of the most loaded questions is the cost factor of this project. We've heard $1 billion, perhaps, and a bit over that. Mm-hmm. What would you say about the fact that that can be a very heavy lift to get $1 billion for this project?
Sure. So right now, the rough estimate is approximately $1 billion. Half of that would be paid for using federal funds under the a program. It used to be the New Starts, Small Starts program. There was federal funds made available for infrastructure projects such as this. This is a project that competitively would score very well. The other remaining half, $500 million, would have to come from non-federal sources. So whether that's local, state, private investment, just some other source other than that federal investment piece.
Some people may say that, you know, Buffalo, even though it has had some growth lately, unfortunately, again, we're competing against so many other cities for that pot of money. Mm-hmm. What would you say to some people that say, realistically, can this really happen for Buffalo? Can you secure both federal funding and that other match to make this project work?
I think we score very well. When we take a look at when we had done the analysis earlier on, we saw the ridership on the light rail system double. That's a significant increase. And when we take a look at ridership today on our light rail system on a per passenger mile, we do very well. There's been reports out there that look at cities who've done light rail well, and Buffalo scores very high. So I think based building on the success from the past and looking at what this does to the future, connecting the UB campuses, connecting that community to downtown Buffalo, I think we would score very well competitively.
So is there a need for it? I know that some riders, well, a lot of people only take it for days like today when it's a Sabres game.
Sure.
Is there going to be a need for it all week long, all year round for some of these people that live up in the suburbs?
Absolutely. You know, I think particularly when you look at millennials, they want transit options. Many millennials are locating in communities and cities that have access to frequent transit service. So there absolutely is a need for it. Certainly we want to hear the comments from the communities. We want to know how do we best serve those needs of the community. But when you also take a look at what it does for property values, you see stable property values. You see property values that increase. There was a report that was done by GBNRTC a couple of years ago. It was called The Tale of Two Transits. And when you look at the transit system, the property values along Main Street where our light rail system is, you see the transit values build and grow. Versus if you take a look at along Transit Road, and you see the comparison in terms of property values.
I guess the final thing I would say is, in the past, there was concern about mm-hmm. construction. Do you really feel you can get community buy-in for this project from the local communities as well?
Sure. You know, so far, the experience has been very positive. This is a project that the NFTA is not pushing on the community. This is a project that's being pulled from the community, where folks have reached out to the NFTA and said, it's time, this needs to be done. Earlier meetings we've had, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Certainly there are concerns, and we'll address those concerns. There was a Siena poll that was done about a year and a half ago, where people have identified this as a priority project for the region. So what we're hearing, the feedback we're hearing, is an overwhelmingly positive response, not the type of response that was heard 20, 30 years ago.
And you did mention concerns. The last question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one in particular you feel could be the biggest obstacle you have to overcome for this project?
You know, nothing at this moment. I mean, that's the reason why we're doing the project. You know, certainly there's concern about traffic patterns, noise during construction, vibration impacts. So those are all things that we'll take a look at to make certain that there's ways to mitigate those concerns. Certainly the project also offers improvements in some of the items that I identified. For example, traffic patterns might improve because we're taking car traffic off the road. So all of that needs to be evaluated.
And speaking with Assemblyman Sean Ryan, he said that one of the big things that they need to do now in order to try to secure that federal funding is to try to get state funding to make it look like it's an important project for the area. Do you agree with that? And is that going to happen now that Kennedy's the state transportation leader?
You know, certainly we appreciate Assemblyman Sean Ryan and Senator Tim Kennedy. They've been strong advocates for the NFTA and funding. And he's right. As part of the evaluation through the federal process, they take a look at the existing system to make certain that it's in a state of good repair. So securing funding so that we can do those capital improvements on the existing system does bode well for the authority.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.